let's go on a bit.
We could just do it half.
I don't think it's too long.
No.
And that
is it.
That's it. That's the intro. That's the new intro.
Intro. Welcome.
Haven't got any other material, but we have got an intro.
Yeah.
So.
Since the intro came about, we've not done anything.
No, but it's been a long and arduous process.
Yeah. It's taken us almost 2.5 months to do that.
Yeah, the fans have been going crazy.
All of them.
Actually, one fan.
One fan.
Who's that?
Mr. Luke Henley has been on at me.
He's missing it.
He's missing it. He listens to, every Monday, he listens to the Adam and Joe podcast and ours.
No.
But hasn't been doing it for 2.5 months.
Has he listened to all of our old ones?
Every single one. Twice.
He's a good guy.
And he likes them.
He loves them.
That's great.
I mean, the general consensus that I've had from our old ones were, well, there were three things. They were sloppy.
Yeah.
We were drunk.
Yeah.
And we constantly talked over each other.
And I heard too much flatulence.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, I think that's a bit of a, that was hit and miss. Some people liked it, some people didn't. It wasn't for everyone.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of female listeners.
Yeah, I don't think we ever had any anyway, other than probably immediate family and or girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, we've got, girlfriends. Yeah, we've all got girlfriends.
Yeah, three quarters. That's 75%.
Yeah. So any of the girl fans listening,
there's one.
Send your mail in to...
Man, send a man in.
Send a mail in to Tom.
A mail?
Mail.
Actually, would you like people just to send you some naked pictures?
Yeah. Or them in their best outfit.
Oh.
Really? So you want something a bit classy?
Yeah. It's all about class.
My mate.
Less porn, more erotica.
My mate Mark, he and his mates, there's a shit magazine called, like, I don't know, like, you know those crap ones you see that are like, I found out my dad was my brother and he was my uncle at the same time. Yeah. Like Women's Weekly or something.
Style.
I fell in love with a guinea pig.
Yeah, that one of those ones. And him and his pals, there's a thing in a feature every month in the middle, and it was like, Matt, single man of the month. And they sent it in for him. All his photos, they like wrote all of it. Like, it was meant to be the bloke that, no, I'm not sure it was meant to be him, or it was like my best friend or something. They wrote about all his likes and everything, and then women read it, and then the week issue after, they get him a date. Okay. Or he has a series of women that he can date. And he went on one, and it was all being like photographed for the magazine, so they're gonna be like, this is what happens, you know. And he just got absolutely shit-faced and completely embarrassed himself and the woman, and they just didn't put the feature into No. And had sex with the girl. So it didn't go down as they planned.
So it went well for them.
Went well for him, but not well for the magazine, because they wanted some like romantic candlelit thing. No. So on that note, would you be willing to... If we have any listeners that are female and we don't know them, which I doubt...
Would I go on a date with one of them?
Yes.
Yes.
We might do. But, by the way, the drunk and having sex thing, that's not...
We're just saying that.
That's an example. That's like...
I'm not advocating that.
That's a different publication.
I'm just saying, though, would... You know, if there are any listeners out there, would you...
Would you guys come along as well?
Would you want us to?
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to pretend to take pictures.
No, you'll sit on the table next to us.
But right next to you?
I don't know.
Or just somewhere in the restaurant.
Are we pretending to be on a date as well?
Maybe.
To just ease the tension? So we're kind
of
like...
No, I thought we could use it in one of these.
Well, we can put a camera or a
lapel tape recorder. Yeah.
Hang on. So you want us to record your date because you think it's going to be that funny?
Well,
I don't think it'll be that funny.
I don't think it'll be funny.
Depends, she might be funny, though.
No. Looking. No. She'd be funny.
I've never taken you out on a date.
Well, I've heard about your dates, and I'll be honest with you, I don't want to, but I'm glad.
Well, most girls like him.
Most girls?
Most girls.
That you've been on dates with?
I've been on dates with.
How many dates have you been on, honestly?
Honestly?
I know of two.
Because I can only think of two, and you wouldn't know of one of them.
who's that one?
German girl.
A German girl? When was this?
First year of Chester Street.
Tell us through it.
I met her outside Nick's bar.
Okay.
She wasn't, in hindsight, not hugely attractive.
Not that it matters.
Not that it matters, but I liked her face. So I was
jovial.
Not jovial.
Would you?
No. So I thought, I've only been here. I've been here for almost 6 months now. I'm gonna. I should get on the dating scene. So I was like, hey, can I have your number? Yeah. Got her number. Called her. Went on a date to El Paso.
Trended all very nice. No,
back,
very nice.
No, that was back then.
Ooh, very nice. Then. Classy.
Very reasonably priced
cheap
drinks.
Cheap beers. We talked.
You know how to treat them.
We talked about everything and anything.
That she could understand.
Museums was actually a high point in the conversation. We both love museums.
I don't fucking get, because when have you ever been to a museum?
I go a lot.
Hello.
I'm a friend of the British Museum.
Is that like an actual position? Or you always said
like
that.
Yeah, I always said like that. Well, I'm not actually. I thought I was.
You're not a friend of the British Museum.
No. It turns out you've fallen out.
It was a gift for my last birthday, which was failed to be paid for. So I got a week's membership to be a friend of the British Museum. But
so the present was an invitation for you to become a friend, should you wish to.
I was told, Tom, there you go, you got a year's membership. Got it. Like a cardboard card form saying your real one will come soon. My sister forgot to pay them. Didn't turn up ever. And I didn't go in the whole year because I kind of had a feeling it'd run out.
Did you, or you just say
that
now?
I don't know. I didn't go at all, regardless of if I was a friend of theirs or not.
No, you're free anyway, isn't it, to go to?
No, but there's some exhibitions, the good ones, the business end of the exhibitions, you have to pay for.
But you wouldn't have known that anyway.
Didn't go. But
the German girl.
That was a German girl. What's the other one you can think of?
Hey, hold on. Is that their date? So you talked about museums. No. So you just talked about museums.
No, then we went to Strong Room. That's when we got a bit boozy.
Yeah.
Had a few kisses.
Oh,
kissed
right.
a bit. Talked about art then, street art, because we were in
Jesus Christ.
Sounds like she was leading the procession here.
I love street art.
Talk to me about it afterwards, other than Banksy.
No. Well, who else is, you know, why talk about anything else?
Right. So then you went to Strong Rooms, and then what?
I didn't sleep with her.
That wasn't where I was going.
Well, what else did you want to happen?
Were there any further dates, I mean?
No.
I'd say that was the question I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So that was it?
We weren't good for each other.
Because you didn't know anything about street art?
No, because she was very, like,
militant.
Strict, yeah.
But you're quite liberal.
Yeah, I'd say
just
so.
Just free spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, so that wasn't a success.
Well, no, what? We got a kiss. It was nice. Game over. See ya.
I really like the way that you're pretending to be like the kind of guy who's happy to go home with a kiss.
I was. I was out on the circuit.
And then how many...
And that got me in the hot seat.
How many days, weeks, months or years until the next day?
Maybe like a year. I can't remember. What one are you on about?
The recent one.
Yeah.
The girl that you met at the pub. Is there a common theme here? The girl that you met at the pub.
I work in a pub.
You weren't working at that pub.
No, okay.
And then Melody, who was working in a pub.
Who's working in a pub, yeah. I'm sure there's
was she working as a cocktail bar?
She was working as a waitress.
She was working as a cocktail bar?
She was working as a cocktail bar.
She was a cocktail bar?
Yeah, she was.
She was. Wasn't she the one that walked around with shots on her?
On her what?
On her body.
No.
Remember those girls that used to
yeah,
do that?
In album rooms.
But they the thing about that was, is they never ever washed those glasses.
Yeah, you're right.
They just, here,
they
the
had
shot,
a bandolier full of them, so yeah. Maybe
that wasn't
just...
the left hand was clean, the right hand was dirty.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd like to believe, but yeah, I think that's ground zero for herpes.
Well, maybe they just pour them in. I've had that happen in a pub.
What to your mouth?
It felt a bit.
That's
naughty.
In birthdays. Oh no, in Dorset.
It was in a club somewhere.
Who were you with?
Saoirse.
Oh yeah.
Jenny and her mates, and there was free tequila, but you had to have it poured in your mouth by a Mexican-looking guy standing on the bar.
Just
yeah, and it did all feel a bit wrong, yeah.
I was walking down the street earlier. A tramp approached me. Long hair. Beard.
Cool.
Had a guitar. But he wasn't cool.
He sounds pretty cool.
He wasn't. But he was definitely English.
Right.
Or
what?
British. And he said, hey, essay.
In an English accent?
In an English accent.
That's nice.
Didn't think we had...
I think the singer of the Fun Love... No, the... Yeah, the Fun Love Criminals. He says that. He'd say that.
Yeah, but he's like Mexican or something.
Maybe thought you were Mexican.
You do look Mexican.
I do. I've got the skin colour.
Yeah, Hispanic.
Well, you could be albino Mexican.
I'm not that white, though. I don't have, like, red lips and, like... Well, I mean, I have red
eyes.
I have pink lips and pink eyes.
Do all albinos have that?
Yeah, famously.
I think so. I don't know, actually. Not
no, they do.
Red
they
eyes.
Do. That's the whole point.
Humans don't have red eyes.
Humans? Yes, but we've got pigment. They've got no pigment.
Yeah, but they don't have like
a. You've got red eyes now.
Yeah, but no, but a mouse, a white, an albino mouse
will has red eyes.
An albino human, I don't think does.
They have red eyes.
I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not 100% sure.
Not like red, as in like blood red, but they're like bloodshot.
No, I'm talking about the pupils.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or the iris.
They do. They've got red. Yeah, the red holes. Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
What's that? The bit not in the middle and not on the outside. What's that bit called?
So
cornea.
Cornea.
No, not the cornea. Iris.
The irises aren't red.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. Goo Goo Dolls song.
Iris.
Yeah.
I don't like the Goos.
That song apparently was 1999.
Really?
It's just, you've always got some fucking useless fact.
Test me.
I don't want to, because I know you'll know it, and I know, like...
When was Sue Perkins born?
Sue Perkins?
Oh, yeah, good one.
Probably 19... I reckon 19...
Can you find out?
Well, I can't find out, because, like... No, because you said I reckon...
1960...
Do you know?
I want to say it's two, but I'm going to go with five. Check it out. All right, it's Sue Perkins is 1965.
Okay, John's checking that out. In the meantime...
Yeah.
When did John Barnes...
No, this is not like a quiz thing.
It can be.
No, because we
were talking about your dates, your success with women.
I'm sure I've had more than three.
Sorry, dates. What did you say?
Sue Perkins, 1965. But I wanted to say 1962, but I changed it to 1965.
Well, no, it's one or the other.
No.
One.
Okay. I reckon...
What is it?
1969.
Oh, she's younger than
Summer of Love.
Anyway, what? The point was that you were saying that you thought you were irresistible to women.
I don't think I'm irresistible, I just think I'm a fun date.
But not one they want to pursue for future.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, how much of their attraction to you is your personality or your looks? Because for people who don't know you, you know, you're apparently a good-looking guy. I don't see it myself. Superb. Apparently you are.
No.
Yeah, apparently you are.
I think the chat...
Yeah, but see, the thing is, but what I'm trying to say is...
I disagree.
Like, I feel like you're going for the best of both worlds there. Like, you actually look good... But you're also saying like you think it's more your chat. I just I think if that was the case, you'd be a lot higher up in society than you actually are.
True.
No, I honestly I was going to say harmless then, which isn't a good trait. But I think a sensitive guy.
Right.
Well, what's that got to do with having good chat?
Because I can level.
What does that mean?
I think what lets you down is your hands.
What, I do that.
I think they see your face, think that's great. Oh, they see the
square
the chat, they go that's great, and then they look at these chunky
brick
fingers. They just look very horrid and cold.
I don't think you've got ugly hands. You've got that kind of hands that someone bigger than you should have.
Totally.
No way.
You've got really big hands for someone your size.
Yeah, very.
But I'd expect like you've got a basketball player's hands.
No.
Like, you should be 7
I have
foot
quite
two.
Wide feet and wide, I guess,
You
palms.
Do have wide feet.
Yeah.
You're very, very
You're
large.
Closer to fish than man.
Yes, true.
I've always been a good swimmer. I did do very well at swimming in primary school.
Do you say this to girls?
No.
If it comes up. Is that what you chat up like?
No.
If it comes if she up. If she says, oh, I've got to go to the gym tomorrow, and you say, oh,
no,
what,
it's
do, you do, what do you do? What do you do at the gym? And then she says, oh, I'll go swimming. Oh, fuck me, I tell you what, I can swim. Can you?
No, I'd probably be like, oh, I love swimming, but I've not done it for ages.
And then she said, oh, can you swim? Oh, can I? Fuck me. Jesus. When I was in primary school...
I let them push
when
a bit
I was
more.
In primary school, so like...
I probably wouldn't use that story because it's primary 16 school.
16 years ago, fuck my Christ, could I swim?
Yeah. Would you say fuck my Christ in a date?
I don't think I would say that. Because I'm always conscious of their religious beliefs. You know? First date stuff.
Fuck my Christ.
Fuck my Christ.
That's it. What do you want to drink?
Oh, I'll just have a beer.
Fuck my Christ.
Yeah. But also, I'll buy drinks.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's
but
good.
It's usually beer. Stuff like wine, double vodka. Fuck my Christ.
You know, here's a story. We were at a pub, bar.
Double vodka and soda gets on my tits, carry on.
We're at a trendy
bar. I much prefer that.
In London.
You prefer that?
Yeah, well, absolutely, because like I don't want to pay for a mixer. I think if you're having a double of anything...
Yeah, but I think it's just for healthy people.
Pubs charge you for a soda as a mixer anyway.
It depends if they're hot for me.
I want to pick up the day.
I have a can like that.
What, so if you're at a pub, are you and you're working? You didn't know me, turn at the bar and say, can I have double vodka and soda? You charge me the soda as a mixer.
With dudes, if they're nice, I won't charge them. With girls, if they're hot, I won't charge them.
So
all the rest, fuck off.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
How much would you charge for a pint of soda?
It's like 70p. Oh, and a pint of soda, I'll give that away anyway.
Okay, so double vodka, and then enough soda to make it up to a pint with ice. How much would you charge, excluding the vodka?
If I couldn't see them,
yeah,
I would always charge full whack.
Well, what's full whack?
As like Coke.
It will be a double vodka.
No.
And mixer, so that's about £5.
Well, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Anyway, isn't this is funny. So, well, it might not be that funny.
But we'll cut it out otherwise.
Yeah, years ago, we were at a bar, and Johnny and I, and a few friends, and Misha Barton was in the bar.
I remember that. She's very rude.
Very rude. Well, anyway, she was in the bar with, and she happened to be sitting on our table, and Johnny, single at the time, thought, I'll try this out. So, Misha, well, classic Misha, she's forgotten her wallet. She's forgotten her wallet.
You do that.
Yeah. Of course you do. It happens to all of us. But you still go out.
Why not?
You still go out to a bar in the centre of London. No, of course you do. Yes. And she forgot her wallet. And Johnny said, I'll get a drink if you want. She was like, yeah, if you would, I'll have a drink. She said, yeah, let's go to the bar. And she was trying to tell him what he wanted, but he was adamant that she'd go to the bar with him. So she went to the bar, he was at the bar.
Oh, we made her go to the bar.
Oh, you're on it. Good. Fair play.
The good thing about Johnny is that he really likes to have sex with girls, but at the same time, he doesn't want to spend more than he has to.
Well, this is why it's funny. So he was at the bar, and she was sitting next to him, and the barman came over. I was sitting down, I was probably about 15 feet behind him, sitting at this booth, and the barman came over to them. Obviously went to Misha first, said, what do you want to drink? She was ordering her drink. Johnny turned around to me to give me the, like, kind of thumbs up. Really big smile. I'm at the bar with Misha Barton. We were all there being like, this is before she got, ooh. But she was still, you know, OC. And anyway. And then he was like, turned around and was like, yeah, a pint of whatever, please. Barton went away, came up with the drinks. Bearing in mind, I think we were about 18 at the time. Money wasn't flowing through, not that it is now. Yeah. It certainly wasn't then. And barman came back round and was like, that'll be £37, please. Bearing in mind, Johnny bought a pint and a drink.
What the fuck did she order?
I can't remember. It was like Goldschlager, like vodka with all the gold in it. You know, that's like...
Well, 37 quid?
It was something like... It was definitely 30 plus.
That is amazing.
And he was like... Yeah, there's no problem here. Absolutely no problem. Paid for it, came back. She drank it, didn't speak to him. It was a waste of money.
I can't believe it.
And then we left.
I want to know what she ordered that would potentially cost £30.
Where were you?
We were somewhere in like Charing Cross Road.
It was near the Trocadero, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all a bit picket. Yeah, so, my memory escapes me, but we were somewhere. It was downstairs, and it was some trendy...
Could have been champagne? No.
No, it wasn't.
£30 drink.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time when we went to...
That's got to be some champagne.
Was that place called, like... that bar. Bungalow 8.
Yeah.
We're in there for a friend's birthday. We're in Bungalow 8, and they had... the party, they'd paid for all that. Were you there? Grey Goose vodka.
Yeah, mate.
There's all that Grey Goose vodka in the middle of the tables and stuff. Bear in mind, it sounds like we're high flyers. We're not. Yeah. There's the Grey Goose vodka and those things. And then that ran out, or I can't remember, we didn't really want to drink. I can't remember what it was, but I went to the bar and it was four of us. I can't remember. It was definitely us three. I think it might have been you, John. Johnny was there, and I think it might have been you. And then I was like, can I get four beers? Didn't have pints, obviously. It's four becks. And that was about £40.
Wow.
Do you remember?
Tenner each.
It was about tenner each.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I paid it, and Lizo was there from NewsRound, so...
No way.
What's he doing there, though? What's he doing now?
He's a BBC... He is a BBC celebrity correspondent.
Honestly,
News.
You see Lizo on TV, and you think, like, he seems like the nicest bloke. I've heard nothing but bad things about him.
Really? Didn't he get ripped?
Big?
Yeah.
No, he's still tiny. He's still tiny.
Someone got ripped.
No, you heard bad things about Lizo.
Yeah, I've known who met Lizo. He's really rude to them.
Well, and you're a big player like Lizo.
He is a celebrity correspondent.
He hangs around left, right, and centre like, you know.
It's like the royal correspondents. They get on my tits a bit.
Well, because they think they're a bit like Jenny Bond.
Yeah, but who's the dude now? Who
with ginger hair, but balding.
Who doesn't have ginger hair and looks ill now?
Yeah, but I know what you mean on BBC.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he's good. Well, he's not good.
Yeah. But, who knows?
So, women.
So, returning to the original point, briefly.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone
How many women have you slept with? No, I'm joking, carry on, John.
Someone sends in a picture and a number, potentially just an email address.
Hold on there, John. Let's be 21st century about this. Let's not rely on. I don't know why it's 21st century. Let's not rely on photos.
Why not?
Hold on. Hear me. Send in. I don't know.
Your ideal date.
A note, or something. So you have. There's a program on ITV called Dinner Date. And they have to pick a date based on a menu.
Right.
Without seeing their face.
You see, based on the fact that you said, like, let's be 21st century about this.
You should use, say, cameras, phones,
pictures, yeah. Internet. What you mean is, let's be 12th century about this.
Yes, that's what I meant. That's exactly what I meant.
Send in a handwritten menu on a piece of parchment.
Scroll.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've done my dates. Med, what would be your ideal date?
By the way, this podcast is taking a completely different turn.
Yeah.
Well, I won't tell you what my ideal date was, but I'll tell you about my first date. No, I'll tell you about my first date with Eeps, which went very well, and then I don't know what I was thinking, dropped like a stone at the end.
Is she going to listen to this, by the way?
Yeah, she knows. We talked about it. So we went out, so I picked her up, nice.
In the car?
Picked her up in the car.
Ooh, from, company car.
Yeah, picked her up in the company car, you know. Picked her up, drove back here, round here, dropped the car off. I picked her up straight from work. I was still in work gear, so I went up, dropped, said, make yourself comfortable down the living room, nipped upstairs, got dressed, came down, we went out. So we went to, down Shoreditch High Street, went to a John Brown's bar, quickly.
Yeah.
Went in there, said hello to him, gave us a few free drinks, then went to another place, get on really well, you know, it was really cool, some drinks, and then we stayed there till about quite late, getting on really well, no problems. Then I said, should we go back to mine for a, nightcap, you know, not a nightcap.
Coffee?
It was his first date. No, it was just another drink, you know, like another drink, you know.
Do you have a wine at home?
I think I got a couple of beers on the way home.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to come back for a red stripe?
Yeah, come back for a red stripe, warm.
Yeah, or have some pills.
warm, yeah. No problem.
We've got some red stripes warming at home.
Yeah, so got back. We were having a drink and stuff, enjoying each other's company. John and Wim came back, old housemates. Yeah. They came back. I was like, oh yeah, lads.
Do you want a beer?
Do you want a beer? So I'm going to drink with them. Got really into conversation with them. You alright there? Sitting there on the sofa. Doing John Wim. Started talking about the Doobie Brothers. I was like, I've got a live DVD of the Doobie Brothers. Let's whack that on, shall we? Put a live DVD of the Doobie Brothers on. Just having a really good conversation with the lads.
Yeah.
You alright? She was like, then suddenly she's like, I'm going to go now. I'm going to get. She's got a taxi. I didn't even know she'd done that.
Yeah.
Taxi's outside. What? You've already got a taxi? Yeah, it's waiting outside. She left.
That's honestly, that in terms of dates, that is 10 to 1.
That is awful.
But
luckily, I've turned it round.
How?
Took her out somewhere else. I was like, no, I texted her the next day. Saying,
did
I'm
you
sorry.
Realize?
No, I texted the next day. Yeah, I realised. Six the next day, and I don't know what I was thinking there.
Sorry, I'm so popular.
So I'm really sorry. I was like, I'll take you out for dinner. And she was like, oh, you're going to take me out somewhere quite nice.
Dinner?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Straight
yeah.
After drinks, you have for dinner.
I suppose
that's the next step. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you wouldn't know if you only do one.
Well,
no,
I do two drinks first.
And then that ends.
And then, no, well. Yeah, then ends. And then I get one, yeah.
And then, yeah, I was like, take you out for dinner. And then I was like, I'll make up for it. So I'll take you out for dinner. And she was expecting something, oh. And then I was like, I'll take you to Pizza Express. Which in my mind, I thought,
yeah,
that's alright, isn't it?
I do, I really like the way
now
it kind of.
I don't think so, I don't know why.
Yeah, but I was only 20.
That's fair enough.
I do like the way that you really like heightened her expectations. Yeah, he put me up in the company car, yeah, things are going really well. By the end of the night, he's fucking into the Doobie Brothers with his mate, and he's having to take me a Pizza Express.
Not only was I listening to Doobie Brothers, I put a live DVD, like, 83.
How much was the bill at Pizza Express? Did you pick it up?
No, I think she probably paid for it.
No,
I don't know.
Honestly, probably. I wouldn't rule it out.
I think she probably went halves, three quarters her.
It was 20.
Okay, yeah. Probably went Dutch halves.
Yeah, Dutch halves, yeah. But it was a good date. Well, anyway, it's 4 years later and she's still here, so.
Yeah, it's good.
So,
somebody did something right. I just can't help but think it wasn't you.
I don't think it was me.
Get her a Doobie Brothers DVD for her next birthday or anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Right. Wait till our 10-year anniversary.
Okay.
John? Worst date?
Or
I thought we were talking about ideal dates, what you do for your ideal date.
Yeah.
Like my ideal date.
That's good. What's your ideal date?
Was he my ideal date?
But you're in charge. What would you do?
No, so that's what I mean. Not what he take. What he'd do with a girl. What would be your ideal date? Oh, right.
Okay.
All right. But well, no, surely you want to be take charge anyway.
Yeah, but as in like you don't not what like you think a girl would want. What would you want?
Oh, right. So if you were taking yourself out on a date, where would you go?
Whatever happens, Emily can't listen to this now.
Well, she's shouting quite loud.
Doesn't matter. She's not really listening.
Okay.
Never does. Okay, ideal date is we go out, we have two or three drinks, maybe four. I'm pissed.
Pints.
I'm seriously fucking drunk. I don't fucking care, don't make any difference to me.
Yeah. What are you drinking? Three or four pints of absinthe?
Ideally, cheap drinks. Okay. No, because I haven't eaten anything all day. Because
you have to specify.
Okay, well, I haven't eaten anything all day because I want to make the most of this booze because I don't want to spend that much. Okay, yeah. I go out, maybe 50. Have four or five. Okay, well, let's say 4 pints each. I mean, that's
10 pints each.
No, maybe there's a happy hour. So
okay,
four pints for a tenner.
Do you want to know what my date is? Or
sorry.
Do you just
want to... Sorry, I'm trying to help you.
No, you're not. Well, to be honest, I don't need fucking help, mate. No. Okay,
four pints each, which, you know, based back then, £3.50 a pint. What's that? 8 pints, 35. I mean, that's already, you know, edging into £30 territory. And to be honest, that is enough. I'm done with that, because I'm not even sure. Go back, have sex. That's fine. I mean, ideally starting more
that's
with
it.
Let me finish. Her treating me. Now, what I want is I want essentially this whole thing to be over in about an hour and a half. But
the day.
But this is the clincher. I want her to like me a huge amount. So I can go back, I go, I'm pissed, bad sex, and then I can relax. Maybe hang out with some guys. Not like that. Like some friends. Go and have a drink with them. Tell them about it. And then that way, I've got the date, the sex, and the story all in one night.
Wow.
And that means my next day is completely free for activities.
But after the sex, surely that'd be a bit awkward. Like, okay, can you do one now?
Well, no, because I put my clothes on. I go and see them. It's not like they all come in like straight
after.
No,
you know,
he
knows that. He's not saying it's awkward that you're walking to the pub naked. He's saying it's awkward that you've just met a girl.
Are you
for 45 minutes, you've had 4 pints. You've had a pint every 10 minutes. You've walked back
you've
home.
Had 5 minutes
you've
of
had
pleasure.
You've had 5 minutes of pleasure. She's
no,
now,
hour and a half.
No. He says an hour and a half from start to finish.
Okay,
so
yeah, right.
By the time you've had the pints, you've come back, you've fornicated.
Right, 2 hours.
By the time she's putting on her bra again, you're already out the door with your clothes on at the pub.
Yeah, but she likes me. That's my point. That's one of the clinches you've got to like me.
Would you be like, can you go now?
No, of course not, because that's rude.
So you leave her in your bed, would you be happy for her to come back?
No, because it's my ideal date, so she's willing to leave.
Oh, is it? No, wouldn't it be at her house?
No, because she wants to go and have a similar chat with her friends.
Oh, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a bit strange.
It sounds a bit formal.
It sounds like
you've
got a date, but surely on the idea of a date is that you like the person.
Well, we've got a lifetime to spend together, because we've gotten so well, so there's not
much. Oh, so in one half hour.
I like how you quickly turn that round.
See?
I don't think he has. I think that's weird.
It's still weird. Oh, God, it's definitely weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I like my dates to last just the right amount of time, you know?
But the thing is, I know my date is the start of a beautiful relationship. You know that your date is the relationship.
No, I don't know where it's going.
You always do.
I don't have no idea where it's going to go.
Dear 3, Tom thinks she's fucking mental.